Hey guys, we're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Nicole Walters, and she's the boss. Nicole, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm so glad to be here, Neil. Thanks for having me.
I was watching the trailer and cracking up. Now, what made you want to, in a way, show everything, meaning cracking up, just how you love your family dichotomy and how you guys interact? What made you, as being a marketing successful entrepreneur, decide to do this show?
I mean, it's twofold, right? As a business owner, it's a great marketing tool. Obviously, I get to showcase, you know, what we're building and all those great things. But on a more personal level, I wanted to show the other side of entrepreneurship, you know, that we're trying to balance families and that we are trying to figure it all out. And that I'm a working mom too. And I think that this show does a great job of doing that with laughs and love.
I agree with you. And it's the thing that you think about it that makes it so much fun is our lives are not just this crazy thing that we're in a boardroom, right? And we're doing all these different things. Family life takes over and we might be on a call with a client or getting ready to jump on a Zoom and someone jumps in the background, right? You hear it screaming somewhere or something happened.
You get it. You so get it.
I totally get it. So for example, I'll be interviewing a major celebrity and I'll be like, oh my gosh, they're coming down to my office. Be quiet. And thank goodness I sometimes have the co-host. I'm like, okay, I'm going to put it on mute. And I know you know the whole thing. Put your Zoom on mute.
Imagine that with real cameras the whole time, capturing every moment, Neil. That is my real life. And that is this show.
So what did it come to you or did they come to you in this, or did you kind of come to them?
So I had already been documenting and sharing the journey of becoming an entrepreneur online, both as a marketing tool and as really just authentically who I am, to let people see another side of what it's like. So in all of that, you know, we had this awesome production team come out to us and say, look, like America needs this. They need to see that families are made up in a lot of different ways and that moms, you know, are starting to be the leader in families, you know, more and more, and that they're the breadwinners, and just, you know, with Black History Month and Women's History Month. Exactly. And they're just like, this just comes together beautifully. So they reached out, we pulled together a show, which pretty much was them home videoing us. That's pretty much it. And we had a show. And so I'm really excited for people to see it this Thursday on USA Network.
Was it during the pandemic you did a lot of the filming?
Yeah, so we filmed most of it this summer, and it was great because we were able to stick with all the COVID guidelines and no one got sick. And it was just really a positive thing for us to do that was kind of a break during all the craziness in the world. So it was really, really special. We could tell the camera guys were laughing behind their mask.
Oh, absolutely. And just going through all this, and then how did your family feel about being filmed? You said you've done it before and kind of documenting as a marketing genius in certain ways. You are, you know, building your firm. You're like, okay, I'm going to come up with this with my family before it happens. So they were used to it then, right? You were always doing some Facebook Live or something showing your family.
Yeah, my family is used to me filming. It's just that, you know, it's very different when mom's holding the camera and when you've got like four camera guys, you know, like a couple feet away from you watching the whole time. Like, it's a different energy, but my family's really comfortable. So what you see on camera is really exactly what we're like. It's kind of hard to believe until you turn around and look at your family. Then you're like, oh no, we're all like this.
And it's true. We're all like this in some sort of way. And just what about the whole thing about a quiet house? Is your house quiet?
You got to be kidding me. Between me and my personality and my crazy nanny, Eddie, he's insane. And then I've got a 9-year-old, you know, who's totally extroverted. I mean, it is just constant noise, but, you know, we do the best we can. And honestly, I don't think I'd have it any other way.
So when you hired him, did you think he was going to be that kind of noisy type of nanny or not? Was that a surprise once you got to know?
Of course not. I mean, I hired him, Neil, to do the job. He thought he was coming on board to be my best friend and get lunches. So it's about finding the balance between the two. And it's funny because on the show, we capture a lot of that, just balancing out
how
I'm actually getting the help and support I need as a business owner, you know?
I love that. So basically that he became, you know, definitely part of the family in certain ways. But at first when he interviewed, not the person you expected, because again, you probably with your kind of tell me like your daily structure of, again, for your business as an entrepreneur, you wake up at a certain time. I'm sure that people will love to hear that.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, I wake up every morning, I'm in the office by 8:00. I've got client calls, I serve people in a membership community. And then of course, I've got to create the social, the marketing, because if you don't tell people where you are, they can't pay you.
Exactly.
And then I try to be done with my day and home by 5:00, so I can put dinner on the table. So it is important that I have help and support. And I think that that's one more thing that working moms will be able to take from the show, that I don't do it by myself, that we all pitch in. And when I say Team Walters, I really mean it.
And then do we get to see some of the team that's going on at your office too, not just the family and the way you film? Yeah.
Absolutely. So the cameras do follow me to the office and they can see what it's like when I'm trying to get through some busy calls and my family pops up with whatever it is they want, because, you know, there's no boundaries here.
How did that growth start? So that, you know, this is the big thing of the pandemic. Everyone's creating new businesses. Everyone's creating new ideas. We're seeing it on Clubhouse, which we were talking about, where you'll be on Clubhouse today, even though it's not live, you know, but we're always on Clubhouse and something or some sort of social media platform. What have you seen? What advice would you give people, and tell us kind of your story, that start, how you grew to where you are today as a successful entrepreneur?
Well, the biggest thing about entrepreneurship is that you aren't trying to just quit randomly and be totally unprepared. That's one of the mistakes of social media. Everything looks like it happened in a microwave minute when it's really crockpot success. So I always try to tell people, build a place to go. And that's exactly what you're seeing people do now more than ever. They're on social media building their businesses and starting to build a following and really eventually planning to get products out to those people so they can generate real income. And that's what my company does. We help support people in that transition so they do things debt-free and sustainably. So it's been a really interesting journey. But more than anything, I'm glad that people get to see both sides of the journey on She's the Boss on USA Network.
Absolutely. And that just seems like it. But so it was not, you weren't an overnight success. So you tell people there was a lot of struggle to get where you were. To you are.
Oh yeah. I'm a 10-year overnight success. It's a decade-long overnight success.
And then just meeting the right people and coming up with that mindset of what it means to be a brand. What would you say what you look for your clients that mean that brand building? What do you say when you're looking at marketing them? What is the missing component that a lot of people come to you that need your help? What would you say?
I would say that, you know, when they come to me, it's twofold. The first thing they need the most help with are just the checkmark stuff, the legal, the financial, understanding just some of the basics on how to utilize tools of being a business owner. But the other part is they need that clarity, which is, you know, is this the best business idea? Does my product make the most sense? And above all else, do you actually like what you're doing? A lot of times we pursue things and we realize that we don't actually love it, but we do it because we think it's the right thing to do. And what's great on this show is you can see that even if I know that I'm in the right place, that I'm still making mistakes as I go and learn more about parenting, about being a business, about being a boss. And I think that it's nice to see, you know, what that looks like and how I take it all with humor. And I try to always tell my clients, look, you got to laugh at yourself sometimes. And this show will let them learn that I really do that in my own private life.
Are you ready for being more known now after USA Network? And even getting more popularity. Are you ready for all that? And where you'll be recognized more and all that? Tell me.
I don't know what to expect, but what I do know is that I'm hoping that if this show brings people together and they're able to relate to it and laugh, that, you know, what's going to happen is it's not so much that I'm getting more recognized, but I've just built more friends, you know, so I'm excited to make more friends through this process.
Awesome. Okay. Again, you said February 25th, USA Network. What time will it air on Thursday?
10:30 p.m. Eastern time, 9:30 Central on USA this Thursday.
All right. We'll definitely check you out and appreciate the time, and we'll see each other on social media in different places. And it's kind of funny the way social media works now. We'll see each other live together. Isn't that awesome? I hope that this
sure will.
I won't promote it, especially for this, but everyone will find you in many different places. So I appreciate you coming by. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Neil. I'll see you around the internet.
You too. You're listening to Neil Haley Show and watching the Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.